You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners. Here we go.
Playing to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
B.A. Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
Can I defend Russ for a split second? I don't believe this, but I just want to mention it. Mm-hmm. They lost Tim Patrick in the preseason.
Yeah.
They lost Judy in the first half of this game. It was basically just Sutton and just three tight ends that you've never heard of. But I continue to say this. Wilson just doesn't seem the same to me. He could throw any advanced stat, but I'm just like eye test watching the game. He doesn't move around like he used to. You watch Kyler in that Raiders.
No, I'm with you, Bill Simmons. When they signed this fucking fraud, because that's what I'm calling him, Russell the Fraud Wilson. When he was signed in the middle of the summer, he was traded. We apparently traded a bunch of draft picks and cash and a bunch of other shit for this dude. We trade for him. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, it'll be good. Everyone's like, oh, man, you guys are going to be the shit. You're going to be the shit. I'm like, all right, we'll see. We'll see. Because like I've said this before, man, I've seen this where you get a guy who's a quarterback on a team for a bunch of years, then he eventually leaves that team, goes to another team, and you see real quick why that other team wasn't too sad when that dude went walking out the front door. And dude, this whole summer I've been just side eyeing the whole situation. Like we'll see, we'll fucking see, we'll see. And then before the season even starts, preseason, which he's not playing at all. Doesn't take one fucking snap, and we sign this dude to a $250 million, 130 guaranteed contract. He hasn't thrown one fucking pass. Yeah. And then the first game, opening up on Monday night against Geno Smith and the Seahawks, Geno Smith's out there dealing the first half. I mean, Denver almost came back. I mean, we're on the goal line. Don't get it in. But I'm looking at it and I'm going, dude, this dude, he's looking like a bunch of smoke and mirrors. He's, you know, talking about some let's ride in the press conference. This is fucking phony. Okay? Let's ride. Yeah, let's ride to the bank to where we can get some of our money back. Because I've been on social media just shitting all over him. Because then we go to this game, game two, against the Houston Texans with who's their quarterback? I don't even know what the fucking guy's what the guy's name is. Let's look at what's the guy's name? Let's go to the box score. Who is this guy? Mills, 9 of 38 for 177 yards. I didn't throw a pick. And you look at Russell Wilson's numbers, he's 14 of 31 for 219 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Now, I'll give him the fact that he didn't really have. People are getting hurt left and right. But to pay this guy and not see, no. He's a fucking fraud to me as far as I'm concerned. And you know, when you want to know something, check this out. People are going to say, well, if you keep winning, you know, it'll be okay. I'm always going to shit on him. I'm going to shit on him until if we get in the playoffs, then I'll stop. Until then, fuck that, man. But it's like, what else are we going to do? What have we done up to this point? What have the Broncos done? We've had like 8 or 9 fucking quarterbacks. And now I bring this guy in. We don't even test him out. And they're shitting on the head coach. I'll give him some time. I'll give Hackett some time. He's a coach, okay? He's not on the field performing. I'm looking at the fraud, who's who I'm looking at, number 3. But yeah, Denver ends up winning that game 16-9 on a late touchdown from Russell Wilson. Yeah, as you can see, I'm not happy. But dude, I'll tell you what, man. If you're a Raider fan, or if you know a Raider fan, you might want to hug one of them motherfuckers right about now, because Jesus Christ. I've seen people say, oh, don't worry, Raider gonna Raider. Dude, my wife was watching that game, and I was out here in the garage in the AKA studio, you know, watching stuff, and she's in there watching the Raiders, and, you know, I hear, and I think at the half, they were up 20-0. Kyler Murray looking completely uninterested. Then second half, they took off. hanging on to the ball. He's running around. He's turning it into a playground. They're running the ball. They come back. Dude, as soon as they're down in the red zone at the end of the game to tie it, first to get a touchdown, and they need a touchdown and a two-point conversion after penalty. They had the ball like 30 minutes there at the end of the game. The Raiders' defense was just fucking sapped at that point. But the minute they hit the touchdown and then they converted the 2 points to go into overtime, you knew it. You knew the Raiders. And my wife's like, they're going to lose. And they sure did lose on that fumble in overtime by what's the kid's name? Or as my wife likes to call him, my white boy. What the fuck's that guy's name? Renfro. Renfro coughs it up. I mean, if you look at his stats, he was five receptions for 66 yards. All right. Carr. What was Carr? Carr was 25 of 39, 252. Kyler was 31 of 49, 277. He did most of his work run around. That little motherfucker is fast. I mean, and I wish like the Denver game was going on at the same time, and I was just sitting out here just shitting on Denver while the Raiders were kicking ass. Little did I know that when the game ended, that Denver would win and the Raiders would lose. The Raiders are 0-2 in the AFC West. We're above the Raiders. We're not going to win in the AFC. I predict we'll be last in the AFC West when it's all said and done. I thought that we had a really, really good defense, but I'm not sure with Patrick Surtain out, our Simmons, I think they put him on IR, strong safety. We got injuries. It's one of the reasons why I quit playing fucking fantasy football, because of fucking injuries. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Cardinals end up winning in overtime, 29-23. Tough one for the silver and black. Right now I'm recording. It's Monday. They got the doubleheader going. Titans, Bills, Vikings, Eagles. After I've done this, I'm going to play me a game of Madden. Get pissed off. Thursday night game was Chargers, Chiefs. Herbert, the dude's a man. 6'6", was he 6'6", 250, 240. I didn't realize he was that big. You know, ends up losing. The Chargers lose to the Chiefs 27-24. Not really because they got outplayed, but Herbert got hurt in the end. He had a rib injury. But that guy was still out there dealing. Whatever their defensive scheme was, they were kind of holding Mahomes in check for the most part. The Chiefs won on a interception return in the end zone for like 99 yards. Some rookie for the Chiefs. But yeah, the Chiefs end up staying perfect in the AFC West at 2-0. So for AFC West, you got Chiefs 2-0, Chargers 1-1, Broncos 1-1, and Raiders 0-2. Hell to the motherfucking yeah. Jets, Browns, another tight one, man. Browns end up losing to the Jets, man. Even though, look, because I know, they having a Herculean effort from Chubb. 17 carries, 87 yards. Three fucking touchdowns. Thank you. He's my fantasy player. But wasn't enough to overcome the Joe Flacco-led Jets. And apparently they got 2012 Joe Flacco, because Flacco was what? 26 of 44, 307 yards, 4 TDs, 0 interceptions. I don't even know who entered these. If you look down here at some of the receivers, look at the receivers. Let's see, G. Wilson. I might want to look up this guy, maybe pick him up. C. Davis, E. Moore. I don't know who any of these people are, but I'm going to look up who that guy is. On the Browns side, you got, Amari Cooper, 9 receptions, 101 yards. I think Brissett threw a pick late in the game that kind of iced it. He was 22 of 27 for 229 yards. He's the stand-in until they get that massage freak back. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Who's next? Commanders, Lions. Lions taking care of business. 36-27, man. Dude, look at Jared Goff. They got a wide receiver on there. Saint Brown. Whew, that guy's a beast, man. Oh, look, they're giving him rushing carries, too. Look, he's had 2 carries for 68 yards. They had 9 receptions for 116 yards. 2 TDs. Yeah, and so I looked for him, but he's not available. Look at Jarrett. 20 of 34, 256. Not bad. 4 TDs, no picks. And then I kind of feel for Carson Wentz because he can put up some numbers and still, you know, still get shit on. 30 of 46, 337, three TDs, one interceptions. The Commanders go down to the Lions. These ain't your Lions. These ain't your granddaddy's Lions, man. Maybe they're actually decent. Halfway decent. Buccaneers, Saints. Bucks beat the Saints 2010. TB12, a bit of a malcontent on the sidelines. I mean, he had a rough game. I don't think he's beaten the Saints since he's been with the Bucks. Brady, 18 of 34. Wow, 190. Not a lot. Dude, now here's the stat right here. Leonard Fournette, running back for the Bucks. 24 carries, 65 yards. Dude, them are ice bath fucking numbers right there. You look on the other side, Ingram for the Saints, 10 carries, 60 yards. Wow. Wow, he had 14 more carries to get 5 yards. That's Olave, 5 receptions, 80 yards. I guess Jameis Winston's got like some type of a fracture in his back. I don't know. Not that it changed much. He threw 3 picks. I'm biting my nail. He threw 3 picks. I mean, what are you going to do? But yeah, Bucks up 20. Bucks are 2-0. They're an ugly 2-0. A lot of strife in paradise. Panthers, Giants. Giants take care of business. 19-16. Yeah, it ain't going to. The Panthers are 0-2. Giants are 2-0. Oh shit! Look at Danny Dimes. 222 completions from 33 attempts. 167 yards. Bake had 14-29. 145. Yeah, nah. Saquon Barkley for the Giants, 21 carries, 72 yards. McCaffrey, look at that, 15 carries, 102. He's probably due to get hurt probably in about another week or two, if I had to guess. Yes. Who's next? Who's next? Patriots, Steelers. Patriots end up winning 17-14 because they weren't going to go 0-2. Looking at pedestrian numbers look at Trubisky for the Steelers, 21 of 33. That Pickett kid's going to get in eventually. Jones for the Patriots, 252, one TD, one interception. I mean, everything's pretty pedestrian. Patriots take it out the hood, 1-1. Look at Colts, Jaguars, dude. The Jags put a goose egg on the Colts, win 24-0. Fucking Matt Ryan, dude. That guy cannot buy a fucking break, man. I mean, look at him. 16 of 30, 195 yards. And there it is right there. 3 picks. And you look at Trevor Lawrence. 25 of 30, 235 yards, 2 TDs, no interceptions. Maybe I need to pick up this Johnson because I have ETN Jr., the running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nine, you know, give him 9 carries. They're giving that Robinson guy all the carries. Maybe that's what I need to fuck with. I don't know. Looking at the Colts, looks like Taylor, they're all per running back. They only give him 9 carries. He better have had some catches out the backfield. He had 1. Yeah, you got to mix that guy all the way in to do something. But dude, they didn't score a point. And here's the thing with the Colts that I don't get. Like, they had Carson Wentz for one season, and they hated him so much they shipped him out in one season. I didn't think he was that bad, but hey, anybody's got to be better than this. And maybe the Jaguars aren't half bad. Maybe they'll be some. Maybe Trevor Lawrence is an NFL quarterback. I didn't think he would be, because I always feel like those quarterbacks that come from those big schools, they don't do as well in the NFL because they've been surrounded by talent. Dolphins, Ravens. Boy, this one, the Ravens were all over the Dolphins early on. I mean, looking at the box score here, if you look, you look at the scoring, the Ravens scored on a kick return, a kickoff in the first play of the game. You know, Duvernay, I think that's his name, yeah. Then they go to the second quarter and shoot up 21 points, straight points. Miami, it's 7, you know. But the second half, they came roaring fucking back. I mean, Tua, 36 of 50 for, forget this, 469 yards passing and six fucking TDs. You know how many people I know in fantasy that didn't start that guy? Quite a few. He also threw two picks. Jackson's numbers were more. He was 21 of 29, 318, three touchdowns, no interceptions. But here's this one. He had nine carries for 119 yards. And this guy's decided to play his last season of his contract. Like, please don't get hurt. But, dude, it was too much too quick at the end. The Dolphins, Hill, dude, there were two plays where that little black-ass motherfucker was streaking and was just wide open for touchdowns. He had 11 receptions for 190 yards, two TDs, Jesus Christ. And where's his running mate? Where's Waddle? Yeah, Waddle, also 11 receptions, 171 yards, two TDs. Dude, I think I ended up with like 30-something points from this guy. Yeah, Tua, I want to see that more convincing. But, you know, here's the thing. They got that new head coach. The Dolphins are for real. The Dolphins are for real, ladies and gentlemen. Falcons, Rams. Falcons are going to Falcon. Look, I don't care what anybody says. As far as the Falcons, Mariota is not a fucking starting quarterback. He's a backup. That's what he backs up. 17 of 26, 196 yards, two TDs, two interceptions. Look at Stafford, 27 of 36, 272, three TDs and two interceptions as well. They pull it out, 31-27. The thing about this is I got Pitts, the tight end. He had two carries, two receptions for 19 yards. I'm not starting his fucking ass next week. Cooper Kupp again, 11 receptions, 108 yards. I love how there's these memes, these jokes that Stafford ain't trying to throw to no niggas, all right? You white boy, he's going to you. And you look at the top, yeah, Higbee, the tight end, you know, the white boy, he's seven receptions. Yeah, they end up losing. No, the Rams end up winning, go to 1-1. The Falcons are 0-2. They got a rookie QB that I want to see play too. He looked pretty good. The kid out of Cincinnati, I don't remember what his name is. Seahawks, Niners. Ooh. 49ers bludgeon the Seahawks 27-7. The story there would have to be Trey Lance going down, got his leg snapped. He's on the cart, and in comes Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, what's funny is I think everybody, well, we've all assumed that eventually Garoppolo was going to get in. I mean, the fact that they waited all that time and then eventually, like, we'll just re-sign him and keep him there. But we all knew it was going to eventually play because I didn't think the kid had it. Well, now there's no choice but to put in Garoppolo. And, dude, as soon as they put him in, he's the first series, he's 4 for 4, 70 yards and a touchdown. It's almost like the team got a pep in their step. And me and my buddy were talking about it. And I think that Shanahan, head coach of the Niners, he'd have died on that hill. He'd have just kept trotting that kid out there. Now, hey, go back to what you can do. I have to change up your playbook, but, hey, he beat the Seahawks 27-7. They come back to earth. Cowboys-Bengals. Cowboys win this one behind Cooper Rush, 20-17. Oh, man, Bengals are 0-2. And see, you know what that is? That's that Super Bowl. When you lose the Super Bowl, it's the hangover. Usually the losing team, they're not shit the next year. I mean, looking at his numbers, Burrow, 24 of 36, 199 yards. Not that great. Mixon, 19 carries, 57 yards. Ice bath numbers. I mean, Cooper Rush was 19 of 31. Zeke, 15 carries, 63 yards. I mean, nothing special about this. The Cowboys just outlasted him. I think Dak's going to be out, three more weeks? I don't think they're that good of a team anyway. So yeah, Cowboys get a win there. The late game was Bears Packers. We all know about this one. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears, and you know the Packers won 27-10. The Bears that quarterback that they have, what's his name? The Ohio State, and what if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, Justin Fields, is that all those Ohio State quarterbacks are tremendous athletes, they're not quarterbacks. That's what they are. They're athletes that can kind of throw the ball. They're not really quarterbacks. And it always shows when they come in the NFL. Show me something different. I mean, Fields, they had one good drive where it looked like they had something going. They, in the second half, they were running the ball with Montgomery and another guy. They looked pretty effective. Then they need to stick to something like that. Maybe they need to look at Lamar Jackson's playbook and pattern some of that stuff. Because looking at Fields, 7 of 11 for 70 yards, he barely even fucking threw the ball. Yeah, well, here you go. Look at Montgomery at 15 carries, 122 yards. Herbert, 4 carries. Fields, 8 carries. Oh, it was him running 8 carries for 20 yards. He's not. When you look at the Packers, they got a 1-2. They got a two-headed running monster there, too, with Aaron Jones and what is it, Dylan? 18 for 61. Dylan Jones, 15 of 32. Aaron Rodgers, 19 of 25, 2 of 34 yards, 2 TDs. He owns them. He owns them. He does. And with that quick rundown, I am going to bid adieu. Hope you enjoyed week 2, which is concluding, like I said, right now on Monday Night Football. There's a doubleheader. I'm going to actually play me a quick game of Madden, and then I will watch those games. Not that you cared. Sarcastically speaking about sports, B.A. Hunter, good night.
That's that Headhunter Productions. You don't know nothing about that, Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?